afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, here in the beautiful city of Marion in Air Chair 1. It is 4:16, and we are live in the studio on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, at least beautiful right now. I know the forecast calls for some rain, but it's not raining right now, and at least it doesn't feel too awful hot, but those conditions are going to change coming up, aren't they? Yes, indeed. Well, we have some business to take care of, so let's get right to our supporters. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family-operated with 5 years' experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Thanks to that supporter so much for underwriting today's broadcast. Also, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate our supporters so much. Well, we're going to head into our trivia time, but first I have some giveaways to tell you about. Today we're giving away a $5 gift card to Jimmy John's. Yes, indeed, Jimmy John's. You ever been? Well, now's your chance. At 4:55 this afternoon, we'll draw a winner for a $5 gift card to Jimmy John's, and you'll also be put in the monthly giveaway for our $20 gift card to Walmart and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. We'll draw a name for that winner on July 31st, but when you call in for that Jimmy John's gift card, you'll be put in for this drawing, too. By the way, the new prize pickup hours here at WWGH are Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. That's Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Those are the new prize pickup hours here at the studio, located right between Lee's Chicken and Zeus Tire in the basement of the Belltone building. So just come out back, come down the stairs. We have our own entrance, and you'll be able to pick up your prize then. Well, hey, here's something pretty cool we're going to start, and you can be a part of it today. We are giving away tickets to the fair, to the Ohio State Fair, and it's our ticket giveaway extravaganza. WWGH is giving away pairs of tickets to all the entertainment shows at the Ohio State Fair this year, and we're going to start that today. Answer a trivia question on my show or any of the live shows. You can enter once per hour, so you can enter now. And this includes the July 24th show, the Kids Bop Tour. We have three pairs of tickets to that. We have three pairs of tickets to Chris Young on Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. Live Jennings, Chant Moore, Carl Thomas, four pairs of tickets to that Friday, July 26th, 7:30 p.m. One pair of tickets to Hank Jr. He'll be at the fair Saturday, July 27th, 7 p.m. Toby Keith, we have one pair of tickets with special guest Jimmy Allen, Monday, July 29th at 7 p.m. Matthew West, we have three pairs of tickets to that with special guest Matt Marr, Tuesday, July 30th at 7:30 p.m. REO Speedwagon, one pair of tickets with special guest Night Ranger. He'll be there Wednesday, July 31st at 7 p.m. The SOS Band, Midnight Star, three pairs of tickets to that Thursday, August the 1st at 7 p.m. Bad Company, one pair of tickets to that Friday, August the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. And the Happy Together Tour 2019, two pairs of tickets to that, featuring a Three Dog Night and other groups, Saturday, August the 3rd at 7 p.m. So you can call, when you call, you'll be put in the drawing to win a chance to win tickets to entertainment to the Ohio State Fair. And we will draw the day before each concert is when we will draw a name. So we will just put you in the drawing, and winners will be drawn the day before each concert. So it's your chance to win entertainment to the Ohio State Fair. If you'd like to go to one of these concerts, give us a ring, answer a trivia question at 740-383-9944. And here's the trivia questions that we have for today. What object in space is responsible for high and low tides? What object is responsible for high and low tides? What is the name of the deepest place in the ocean located in the Pacific? What is the name of the deepest place in the ocean located in the Pacific? 740-383-9944. The most powerful light in a lighthouse today can be seen approximately how far out to sea? The most powerful light in a lighthouse today can be seen approximately how far out at sea? Can you tell me that? 740-383-9944. What type of competition takes place at the annual Wimbledon Championships? What type of competition takes place at the annual Wimbledon Championships? In which celebration is it traditional for people to dance through the streets wearing a dragon costume? In which celebration is it traditional for people to dance through the streets wearing a dragon costume? 740-383-9944. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I had to come here from Florida. My son took mine with him. So I had to call for a different one. Anyway, answering your first question, is that the moon you're looking for?
Yep, that's the moon I'm looking for. That's it.
Yep.
All right, Bob, we will put you in all the drawings, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hey, buddy, you have a great... Yep, you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is a number you need to call to get in the drawing for the gift card to Jimmy John's, the $20 gift card to Walmart, the free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive, and the tickets to the fair. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
The Wimbledon is the tennis.
Yes, Wimbledon is the tennis, that's right. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good, it's hot.
It is hot. I'm gonna make a guess. Is this Judy Summers?
Yes, it is.
How you been, Judy?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, you got a good air conditioner?
I don't like air conditioners. I try to do the fan mostly. Yeah, I have one, but I don't like it close up, a house close up.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. So I try to do, if I have to do stuff outside, I try to do it late in the evening.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Boy, yeah. I'll tell you, they're calling for some serious heat coming up, aren't they?
Oh, I know it. In the years to come, they say it's going to keep getting worse, and I don't know.
Yeah, right. Well, you try to stay cool out there coming up, okay?
Okay, Dan.
Hey, I appreciate your call.
Uh-huh, goodbye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. All right, again, 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. If you know the answer to any of the trivia questions, get us a call. 4:26 the time. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond, and let's get to some offbeat news right now. Pizza makers from across Ontario banded together at a festival north of Toronto to break the Guinness record for the world's longest calzone. The team of pizza makers gathered at Vaughan Pizza Fest and created a calzone measuring more than 59 feet, which organizers said met the goal established by Guinness World Records. The accomplishment must still be certified by Guinness to become official. Vulcan Pizza Fest also featured pizza eating contests and demonstrations from pizza artisans from across the province. Now this, surprise residents in a Malta city captured video of an unusual sight, an escaped reindeer running through a busy road. Matthew Vella said he was driving home from a restaurant with his parents in the Bermuda area of St. Paul's Bay when the animal came sprinting next to the car. "I was really astonished, to be honest," Vella told Times of Malta. "I would never expect out of the wildlife in Malta I would see a reindeer in the street." Vella said he and his parents followed the deer until it disappeared in the traffic. A spokesman for Bird Park, a local zoo, said the reindeer is privately owned. A Bird Park employee helped police capture the animal and return it to its owner. The Environmental Registry said the reindeer's owner has the proper permits to keep the animal, so everything's only up and up, and the reindeer got returned. An alligator that spent at least a week evading capture in a Chicago park was finally captured by a trapper brought in from Florida. Authorities said Tuesday the gator, dubbed Chance the Snapper by locals, was captured in the Humboldt Park Lagoon about 1:30 a.m. by Frank Robb, a professional alligator trapper summoned from Florida to help ensnare the slippery reptile. Robb said Chance, measuring 5 feet 3 inches long, was spotted in among some lily pads early Tuesday, and he was able to capture the animal using a cast of hooks attached to a fishing rod. He said the alligator struggled but was captured without injury to man or beast. So they caught that alligator, safely returned it, and all is well. Thank goodness for that, right? Coming up on a break here, we'll do some more trivia coming up here. And again, it's your chance to win a $5 gift card to Jimmy John's. We'll do that drawing at 4:55 this afternoon. Also, you'll get put in a drawing for a $20 gift card to Walmart and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. We'll draw a name for that July 31st, but you can go ahead and get put in the drawing for it. And then we have tickets to all the entertainment at the Ohio State Fair, and you can get put in for that drawing as well. So, and we'll draw the day before each concert, how that's going to work. So that's coming up too, but you can get in on that today at 740-383-9944. Feel free to send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Once again, that's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. We'll come back with On This Day in History, find out what happened in the years past. We'll start with back in the year 1821 when we come back. Right now, let's pause. Right after these words, more offbeat news and trivia coming up on WWGH.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Thank you. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
We are back. Glad to have you on board on this Wednesday afternoon. We are live at 4:32 on a Wednesday. Want to remind you that WWGH's new prize pickup hours are Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. That's Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. That's when you can pick up your prizes here at WWGH Radio, 559 East Center Street, right here in between Lee's Chicken and Zeus Tire in the basement of the Beltone Hearing Center. All right, we have our own entrance out back. Just come down the stairs, our own door, come on in. And Monday through Thursday, that's Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1821, Spain ceded Florida to the U.S. 1862, national cemeteries were authorized by the U.S. government. 1866, authorization was given to build a tunnel beneath the Chicago River. The three-year project cost $512,709. 1867, Harvard School of Dental Medicine was established in Boston, Massachusetts. It was the first dental school in the U.S. 1898, U.S. troops under General William R. Shafter took Santiago de Cuba during the Spanish-American War. On this date in 1917, the British royal family adopted the Windsor name. 1920, Sinclair Lewis finished his novel Main Street. 1941, the longest hitting streak in baseball history ended when the Cleveland Indians pitchers held New York Yankees Joe DiMaggio hitless for the first time in 57 games. 1941, Brigadier General Sauvier directed architect G. Edwin Bergstrom to have basic plans and architectural perspectives for an office building that could house 40,000 War Department employees on his desk by the following Monday morning. The building became known as the Pentagon. And on this date in 1945, U.S. President Truman, Soviet leader Joseph Stalin, and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill began meeting at the Potsdam in the final Allied summit of World War II. During the meeting, Stalin made the comment that Hitler had escaped. July 17th, that's what happened on this day in history. Well, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered at 740-383-9944. What is the name of the deepest place in the ocean located in the Pacific? What is the name of the deepest place in the ocean located in the Pacific? The most powerful light in a lighthouse today can be seen approximately how far out to sea? The most powerful light in a lighthouse today can be seen approximately how far out to sea? In which celebration is it traditional for people to dance through the streets wearing a dragon costume? In which celebration is it traditional for people to dance through the streets wearing a dragon costume? Can you tell me that? 740-383-9944. Can you tell me the average size of a clown's shoe? What is the average size of a clown's shoe? Everybody loves the circus. What U.S. president traveled to Philadelphia to see the first American circus? Everybody loves the circus. What U.S. president traveled to Philadelphia to see the first American circus? Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
The deepest place in the Pacific Ocean is the Mariana Trench. Am I supposed to just call him one time, or?
Yeah, you can call twice. You're fine.
Oh,
You're fine.
I know some of them, they just want one time, and you do different things, so I didn't know if I had to call in one time for each thing or not.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when you call in once, we put you in for all the drawings, though.
Oh, okay.
So we got you in for the gift card, the Walmart gift card, and the entertainment at the fair.
Okay, yeah, it's...
Yeah, the Ariana Trench, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's located down there deep in the ocean. I don't think I'm afraid of a deep sea. Are you afraid of underwater?
I'm afraid of water. I can't swim.
Yeah, I can't swim either, so I have to get in. My mom and dad have a 3-foot pool, so that's about my limit.
That'd be me too.
And when I go to the ocean, I go in up to my ankles.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
At least you can see the alligators or whatever's coming, that your shark or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they can't swim up to my ankles, so I feel pretty safe.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got you put in for all the drawings, okay?
Okay, Dan.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yep, you're allowed to answer two trivia questions here at Offbeat News and Trivia, and we'll put you in the drawing one time. 740-383-9944 is the phone number. Let's see. What will get a circus performer sent out of a dressing room and forced to turn around 3 times before allowing back in? These are kind of wacky questions here. Don't know where my wife found these. Well, we'll get a circus performer sent out of a dressing room and forced to turn around 3 times before allowing back in. Which U.S. president declared National Clown Week to be the first week of August? Which U.S. president declared National Clown Week to be the first week of August? And the Iditarod is a 1,150-mile race by dog sled. Where could you see this race? Where would you go to see the Iditarod race? WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Is the clown size 11 to 13?
Yep, that's right, 11 to 13. Who's this, and we'll get you put in the drawing?
April Avery.
Hey, how you doing today?
All right.
Good. All right, we have you signed up for all the drawings, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Getting some answers here to these questions at 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a call, and if you've never called before, don't be afraid. Dial the number and give a shot at answering a trivia question. It doesn't hurt a bit, right? Most Ohioans have never heard of it. In fact, it really doesn't exist anymore. Boffman Park is now just a collection of one man's artwork sprinkled across an overgrown woods in central Ohio. More or less in a minute. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Well, good. Hey, how's you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I think I got answers to a couple of one of the trivia questions.
Okay, shoot. Go for it.
Now, you asked the president that had Clown Week.
Yes.
Well, that had to be Obama because he was a big clown.
Well, it wasn't Obama. It was a little earlier than that. Okay, I guess he said what he wanted to say. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
The dog race is Alaska.
Yes, the dog race is indeed Alaska. All right, who's this? And we'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Danielle Austin.
All right. Well, I believe this is the first time you've given us a call, right?
yes.
Well, thanks for calling in and listening. We do appreciate it very much. I've got you signed up for all the drawings.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, there we go. 740-383-9944. New listener there. That is awesome. But no, Obama was not the one that that started Clown Week. That is not the one. 4:42 is the time. Telling you about Boffman Park. And there are statues of U.S. Presidents McKinley, Lincoln, and Washington. There are carved eagles, and there are even carvings of Native Americans and famous generals like Ulysses S. Grant. Vandals, though, have taken their toll. A statue of a World War I doughboy is without his head, as is a statue of General William T. Sherman. The park is even listed in the National Register of Historic Places, yet few people have seen it in recent years. That's because of its location. It sits on a hill overlooking the giant Longaberger homestead and factory campuses where State Route 16 and 586 come together in Newark. The property was purchased by the late basket mogul David Longaberger, but he didn't quite know what to do with it. Company spokesman said they are still not sure what to do with it, and probably not, since I believe Longaberger closed down out there, didn't they? So this property is just floating around. Part of the farm was a quarry, and Bryce learned how to cut the huge stone sections out of the earth, stone that was shipped off to build bridges and break walls. It was 1902 when Bryce decided to become a mortician. He had lots of spare time to work on his art on his farm. One after another, the statue began to accumulate and they grew larger. He had a ready supply of sandstone. He carved former Ohioan and President Warren G. Harding. Some say he did General George Custer, who hailed from nearby New Rumley. By the 1920s, people had heard of Boffman's forest of sculptures and were asking to see them. By the late 1940s, the park was a popular spot for visitors. People would come to stare at the statues of President James Garfield and General James McPherson, or at an elephant's head or an eagle in flight. But in 1954, when Boffman moved off the farm and into town, the park was sold. The land went through several owners who, for the most part, left the statuary alone to take on moss and climbing weeds. The last owner had hopes to turn it into a campground, but failing health promoted the sale of the Longaberger Company that was developing the valley below. So you can see this at the corner of Route 16 and 586 in Newark. And there's some statues there. And like I said, Ulysses S. Grant's there. McKinley, Lincoln, Washington.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the Golden Voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
From the Bering, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Bering, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back. Want to thank our supporters. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Also, our thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Well, head down the hallway with me, make a right, and head into the classroom. I've written on the chalkboard in bright white chalk today's weird word of the week. And today's weird word is barmecidal. Barmecidal. B-A-R-M-E-C-I-D-A-L. Barmecidal. As an adjective, the definition, given only the illusion of plenty. Given only the illusion of plenty. And the origin of barmecidal is first recorded in the year 1835 to 1845. So it's a rather old word, barmecidal, giving only the illusion of plenty. And that is our weird word of the week for this week. Straight ahead, we'll have our ladies' corner. 4:49 is the time. Going to go over the trivia questions again. Everybody loves the circus. What U.S. president traveled to Philadelphia to see the first American circus? Everybody loves the circus. What U.S. president traveled to Philadelphia to see the first American circus? 740-383-9944. We'll sign you up for a chance to win a gift card to Jimmy John's. We'll do that drawing coming up at 4:55. And also, we're giving away, we're going to sign you up for a chance to win a $20 gift card to Walmart and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. We'll draw a name for that on July 31st. And the new hours for prize pickup here at WWGH, Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. That's Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m., the new prize pickup hours here at WWGH Radio. And also, we're giving away entertainment to the Ohio State Fair. We have tickets to every single night of entertainment. So that's pretty cool. So you can, when you call in today, you'll be put in the drawing for entertainment to the Ohio State Fair. So if you'd like to go to one of those mini concerts, you just might have a chance to win. What will get a circus performer sent out of a dressing room and forced to turn around three times before being allowed back in? Which U.S. president declared National Clown Week to be the first week of August? Which U.S. president declared National Clown Week to be the first week of August? The most powerful light in a lighthouse today can be seen approximately how far out to sea? The most powerful light in a lighthouse today can be seen approximately how far out to sea? 740-383-9944 if you know. In which celebration is it traditional for people to dance through the streets wearing a dragon costume? In which celebration is it traditional for people to dance through the streets wearing a dragon costume? Do you know? Call me up, 740-383-9944. Get signed up for a chance to win at 4:55, just 4 minutes away. You'll have a chance to win a gift card, $5 gift card to Jimmy John's, and you'll have a chance to win a Walmart gift card. We'll do that drawing July 31st, along with a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive, and then a chance to win some tickets to the fair, the Ohio State Fair. It'll get you in to have a chance to see Kidz Bop, Chris Young, Lyle Jennings, Hank Williams Jr., Toby Keith, Matthew West and Matt Marr, REO Speedwagon, the SOS Band, Bad Company, Happy Together. And we're going to draw, winners will be drawn the day before each concert. So winners will be drawn the day before each concert. That's how that works. So a chance to win that coming up. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, the dragon, would that be Chinese New Year's?
Yes, that's the Chinese New Year's, that's correct.
Okay, Ed Adkins?
Hi, Ed, how you doing?
Oh, we're making it.
All right, wonderful. Okay, well, we will put you in all the drawings, okay?
Okay, I thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great day, all right?
You too.
Uh-huh.
Be cool.
Yes, you too. Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. 2 minutes left. If you'd like to give us a call, 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give me a ring and we will get you signed up for these drawings. Okay, Ladies Corner, I have a recipe today. Blueberry banana bread. Blueberry banana bread. And you can find this on my Facebook page if you just search Radio Nate into Facebook, okay? And we will do that in just a moment after we take this phone call here. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, can a lighthouse light be seen about 42 miles?
About 42 miles. Yep, that's what I've got. I've got 40, but 42 works for me.
Okay.
And this is David Avery, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, how you doing today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Good. Are you staying cool?
Yeah. Staying in the house, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. About this time of year, staying in the house.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, you have a great night, okay?
All right, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, this recipe here, let's buzz through this real quick. 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. 2 1/4 cups plus 2 tablespoons of flour divided. 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons of sugar divided. 1/4 cup plus 3 tablespoons of butter divided. 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. 1 package of 8 ounces of cream cheese softened. 1 cup mashed fully ripe bananas, about 3. 2 eggs. 1 cup of blueberries, and 1 cup of pecan halves, coarsely chopped. And I'll tell you how to make it after we do our drawing. And all right, here we go. We want to thank you to Judy Summers, Bob Austin, David Avery, Ed Atkins, Danielle Austin, and April Avery for calling in today. Thank you, folks, so much for lighting up our phone lines and answering our trivia questions. All right. And the winner for the Jimmy John's gift card is the one and only Judy Summers. Judy, congratulations. You have won the $5 Jimmy John's gift card, and you can pick that up Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here at the station. And everybody that called, by the way, gets put in the drawing for a $20 gift card to Walmart, free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive, and we will draw a name for those on July 31st, but you can call in every week to sign up for that. And also, you're put in for the entertainment to the Ohio State Fair. So you just might be walking away with some tickets to some of the entertainment. So when you call, you get put in for several things. But Judy Summers is the winner for the $5 Jimmy John's gift card. All right. Congratulations, Judy. And thank you to everybody else that called. I do appreciate it very much. And thank you for ringing my phone lines. Okay. Here's how to finish this recipe. Blueberry banana bread. Combine cinnamon and tablespoons each of flour and sugar in a medium bowl. Cut 3 tablespoons butter into small pieces. Add the cinnamon mixture. Use pastry blender or 2 knives to cut butter into cinnamon mixture until mixture resembles coarse crumbs. Reserve for later use. Combine baking powder, baking soda, and remaining flour. Beat cream cheese with remaining sugar and butter in large bowl with mixture until light and fluffy. Add bananas and eggs, mix well. Add flour mixture, mix just until moistened. Stir in blueberries and nuts. Top with reserved cinnamon mixture. Spoon into greased and floured 9x5-inch loaf pan. Bake 1 hour and 15 minutes to 1 hour and 20 minutes, or until toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean. Cool 20 minutes. Remove bread from pan to wire rack. Cool completely. So there's our recipe for blueberry banana bread. And you can find that once again if you go to my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook and this recipe will come up with a picture. Yes, and a delicious picture you will find. So you look for that. Well, thank you to everybody that called and everybody that listens to Offbeat News and Trivia. It's been a pleasure being with you. We're here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 o'clock live here in the studio in the beautiful city of Marion in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair 1. Yes, indeed. That's what I've always called my broadcast chair, Air Chair 1. Feel free to send me an email. I would love to hear from you if you'd like to pass along something that you think I might enjoy or maybe something I'd like to share on the air. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Well, it is quitting time, but stay tuned. There's more great programming straight ahead here at WWGH 107.1 and 107.1.com. Until next time, Nate Redmond, I will talk to you later.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. I want to say no, 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 no. And that may sound a little weird, but I just want to throw it in their face. I'm just so tired of these people. And there's still people I read, and you and I talked about this the other night, that write stuff and try to pass over this and make it out like it really isn't here. And it's here. Face it, it's here, it's done. And what she said, and I want everyone to know, she wrote the truth. She would never lie. You could offer her any amount of money and she would not tell a lie.
To legendary zoologist from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Conan O'Brien, Jim Fowler.
What is something you regret turning down? You say you've had to turn down some things. Is there something you regret turning down?
Well, that's a pretty good question. The most important thing in life is your family. And we have two children. And my goodness, I'm being overwhelmed by my two grandchildren now. But the main thing is your family and how you treat other people and enjoying. You've got to enjoy life. You know, why be here on this planet for a limited amount of time unless you can really enjoy? So we've got to focus on the things that are real and worthwhile. But I would say I should have spent more time with my family. Although now my son Mark is a documentary film producer in California. My daughter Carrie was on a show with me back in the early, about 10 years ago. But she has a couple of children. But I think probably I could have spent some more time. I was traveling a lot. But also the other thing is that I didn't catch on early enough that my mission was to be a spokesperson for the natural world and talk about what's in it for us by saving open space, wildlife, and wilderness.
It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by typing